Details required. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 5 o'clock, households across the UK are facing across-the-board increases in their bills as so-called Awful April takes effect. Costs including water, energy, broadband and road tax are going up from today, although the minimum wage is also rising. Citizens Advice says the finances of millions of people on the lowest incomes were already stretched to breaking point, but Home Office Minister Dame Angela Eagle says households are still better off.
Wages are going up higher than prices. For the first time, we had an entire parliament where that didn't happen. And what we've got to do is try to grow our economy so that we can ensure that prosperity is rebuilt and spread as far and wide as possible.
Downing Street says it expects the UK to be hit by more tariffs when Donald Trump announces his latest round of trade barriers. Number 10 says it will reserve the right to respond in a way that protects British industry. British negotiators had been trying to win a last-minute exemption from the levies, which are due to come into force tomorrow. Myanmar will mark a minute's silence later for the victims of last Friday's earthquake. Officials in the country say more than 2,000 people have been killed. The ruling military junta have called for flags to fly at half-mast. The French far-right leader Marine Le Pen has promised to appeal her ban from standing for office. She's been banned from elections for 5 years after being found guilty of embezzling European Union funds. She denies any wrongdoing. Le Pen has described the ruling as a political decision. And two NASA astronauts who spent an unexpected 9 months in space say they felt humbled by the support that they've received. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams have spoken for the first time since returning from the International Space Station. The pair had originally been due to spend 8 days there in June, but technical issues delayed their return. Ms. Williams told reporters that the experience has taught her resilience. In the city, the FTSE 100 will reopen later at 85.82. It closed down 76 yesterday. The pound buys $1.28 and a euro 19. A look at today's weather. A dry and sunny day for much of the UK, but turning quite breezy by the afternoon. Highs of 16 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Dominic Ellis.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And you are most welcome to join the early breakfast troupe today. In fact, it's positively encouraged. Lucy Coward here. Let's go on our merry way.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
John Fold's Celtic Lament. Zachary Oramo was in charge of the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra. And prior to that, the London Metropolitan Orchestra played Band of Brothers. Michael Kamen, both the conductor and composer there. Hello, good morning and welcome to Early Breakfast on Classic FM. Tuesday, April the 1st. Lucy Coward, your host. No tricks or pranks. Just straight up brilliant music to get the day going. But do keep an eye out for Fools and Fish up until lunchtime, won't you? Sometimes you never can tell. Staatskapelle Berlin under Daniel Barenboim, performing the third movement of the Symphony No. 3 by Brahms. It's Classic FM and it's a lullaby that I've chosen for today's Dawn Chorus here on Early Breakfast. Every morning around this time we have a vocal warm-up. A participation in any form encouraged, but of course not mandatory, as we always have a choir at hand to help. Why a lullaby though, you may ask? Well, simply because over the weekend my littles were talking about the albums they're going to write. I know, aiming high. And were asking me about the songs I used to sing them when they were babies. They love hearing about that time. It's as if it was decades ago. Anyway, I've taught them a few of the songs that used to get them off to sleep. So thought we'd hear this beauty by Eric Whittaker, not to send you back to slumber, but to gently ease you into the morning.
You're listening to Classic FM.
The Orpheus Chamber Orchestra bringing us Fantasia on Green Sleeves by Vaughan Williams. And it was an Eric Whittaker affair for today's Dawn Chorus on Classic FM. Eric conducted his own singers as they performed his piece, The Seal Lullaby. Christopher Glynn provided accompaniment on the piano. A pianist, Katia Buniatishvili, is our star in the spotlight this week, by the way, because she is back performing in London tomorrow night at the Barbican, this time with her sister. They have pursued separate careers but have been playing together since childhood. So this is a reunion before Katia brings another solo recital to these shores in June. So join Margarita Taylor every afternoon this week from 4, and she will introduce you to Katia and her magnificent musicianship after 6. Vasily Petrenko in charge of the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra as they played the second movement of Elgar's Serenade in E minor for strings. And a lovely lavender haze will descend shortly on Classic FM, and then we'll see red with the Spanish dance.
Classic FM.
The way you eat a cream egg says everything about you. If you eat yours in small nibbles, that means you're real deep. You can sense when someone's about to text you.
Huh.
Your dreams mean stuff. You keep all your birthday cards in a little box. And you happy cry at anything heartwarming. Search Cream Egg Test to find out who you really are. Cadbury Cream Egg. How do you eat yours?
You could be one of the millions of UK drivers who may be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, you may have been unfairly charged hidden commission payments. My Claim Group can help you check, even if you can't remember your car or lender details. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Find the latest travel news at classicfm.com.
Mickey could try to sell his car privately. Or get it sold today with We Buy Any Car. He could spend days on end trying to sell to a bunch of time wasters. Or sell in a flash and head to the fun fair with the kids. Proper gutted. Or proper impressed. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Classic FM.
The Giuseppe Verdi Symphony Orchestra, directed by Riccardo Chailly, playing the overture to La Forza del Destino by Verdi. And Joshua Bell and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra played the main theme to Ladies in Lavender before that, Nigel Hess, the composer, and on the podium. I was reading how good lavender was in a vegetable garden. I've been at the allotment a lot over the past few days, getting it all ready. And I keep seeing lavender in other people's plots, so I thought I'd investigate. That's the brilliant thing about the allotment, you know. You can get loads of ideas just by wandering around and having a very discreet nosy at what everyone else is doing. It's Classic FM. It's Granados asking us to dance now. So shake your pips. Fionnuala Hunt and the RTE Concert Orchestra on Classic FM playing the fifth Spanish dance by Granados.
Thank you.
The finale to Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 3, Daniel Barenboim, the soloist with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. I like the fact that when Mozart wrote that, he was wanted mostly for his vocal music. A few years before, audiences had been clamouring for things like that, but the public are nothing if not fickle. However, Mozart ploughed ahead with writing more piano concertos, completely confident he would come up with something new that would draw them in again. Well, you've got to back yourself, haven't you? It's Classic FM. We shall get the latest news next, and then it's shepherds and sailing and the Cotswolds.
Classic FM.
Could all passengers for Auckland please make their way to gate A17?
Come on, that's us.
At Nutmeg, we don't know where your once-in-a-lifetime trip will take you, but we do know how to invest for it. So wherever you dream of going, choose from a range of investment styles to suit you and your goals. Nutmeg, a JP Morgan company. Just search Nutmeg ISA to learn more. Capital at risk.
Nothing beats a Jet2 holiday. So what are you waiting for? Escape to favourites like Costa Blanca, Morocco and the Algarve and get 22 kilograms of baggage included. Book now from your nearest airport with just a £60 deposit per person. Jet2 holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Patronage protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
I haven't laughed this much in ages.
I feel like I can't really let go. I know my bladder won't be able to take a real belly laugh. The floodgates will open.
You need Always Discreet pants. Total game changer.
Oh, let's have a look.
They feel just like underwear, but they're super absorbent. Plus, they fit like a glove. Have a go.
It feels amazing to properly relax and have a good old giggle. Same time next week.
Complete protection from heavy leaks with Always Discreet Boutique.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest news. Next.
Everyone loves a pay rise. If you're on the National Minimum Wage or National Living Wage, then you'll get a payday boost from the 1st of April. That's because the UK government has increased these rates of pay. Almost all workers are eligible, whether you're in a full-time, part-time or temporary role. The amount you'll receive will depend on your age and whether you're an apprentice. You've earned it. Make sure you're paid it. Visit gov.uk/checkyourpay for more information.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, households across the UK are facing across-the-board increases in their bills as so-called awful April takes effect. Costs including water, energy, broadband and road tax are going up, although the minimum wage is also rising from today. Consumer expert Martin Lewis has told Classic FM there are steps that people can take today.
People are resistant to change. But right now, if you do nothing, what you pay is going to change anyway. So do something and let what you pay come down. Go on to a comparison site and you'll see all of the energy prices and go and get yourself your cheapest fix. You know, if it's council tax, check whether you're entitled to any discounts. If it's broadband and mobile, 20 million people are out of contract and paying over the odds.
Stamp duty discounts have also come down, adding thousands of pounds to the costs paid by home buyers. British firms look set to be hit by Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs from tomorrow. Downing Street has acknowledged that the UK is unlikely to be spared from the import taxes on goods from around the world. It had been hoped an economic deal could be struck before they took effect. Myanmar will mark a minute's silence later for the victims of last Friday's earthquake. Officials in the country say more than 2,000 people have now been killed. The French far-right leader Marine Le Pen has promised to appeal her ban from standing for office.